Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. Chargers wrapped up their preseason with a 12-9 field goal kicker's victory over the Arizona Cardinals last night. All the veterans were rested in the game. San Diego field goal kicker Nick Novak kicked four to get them the victory. Quarterback Kellen Clemens threw for 121 but did throw a brutal interception down on the goal line. But there were big plays early in the game. 21, 21, 22, and 27-yard pass completions by Clemens, who's had a really good preseason. Meanwhile, a couple of guys fighting for jobs on the roster did very well. Wide receiver Donnie Inman, a couple of big catches. Marion Grice, very impressive run. And young running back Brandon Oliver had a 23-yard burst and in one stretch carried the ball seven times in a row. Grice finished with 79 yards rushing. Oliver finished with 71. Chargers total offense 347 to 98 for Arizona. On to roster cuts, and that's the big story on a Friday. Every team must chop 22 players off their roster to get to the 53-man limit by tomorrow afternoon. A lot of storylines around the NFL coming out of the final preseason games. Oakland's got a quarterback controversy. This is probably good. Derek Carr throws for 143 and three touchdowns last night in the first half against the Seattle Seahawks' first-team defense. Now, Oakland's had a lot of quarterback problems with quarterback Matt Schaub. Denver outgamed the Dallas Cowboys 357 to 152 with their backups. Cowboys finished the preseason 0-4. Atlanta backup quarterback T.J. Yates comes off the bench, throws for 243. That was impressive in their win over Jacksonville. Cincinnati has found a rookie running back, LSU's Jeremy Hill, 140 all-purpose yards last night against the Colts. Matt Barkley got the start. Barkley threw for 253. He's the ex-USC quarterback in the Eagles' win over the Jets. The New York Giants have had an injury-ravaged preseason and struggles with their new offense. Didn't matter. They won again last night. They finished the preseason 5-0, which is really strange. New England may really have a quarterback in the waiting. Jimmy Garoppolo, young quarterback, Eastern Illinois, played the entire game last night against the Giants. The Patriots rookie threw for 243. Pittsburgh's in trouble. They gave up six quarterback sacks. They finished preseason 1-3. They got beat by Carolina. Josh Johnson, the former USD star, three touchdown passes for the 49ers as they hammered Houston. And Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, played for Cleveland last night, but it was like all the other preseason games, not real good. 6-for-17 passing, 83 yards through the air, 55 yards rushing. Meanwhile, a big story off the field late yesterday afternoon. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has sent letters to every team. A new rule in place. Any player convicted of domestic abuse will get an automatic 6-game suspension. Any incident involving use of a weapon, choking, or an assault on a pregnant woman or child abuse will merit additional suspensions, and any repeat offender gets suspended for one full year. And Goodell, for the first time, admitted he erred in giving Ray Rice of the Baltimore Ravens just a 2-game suspension for his domestic abuse incident in which he knocked out his fiancée. Goodell, in the 2-page letter sent to every NFL team, quote, "I didn't get it right. People were questioning our sincerity and commitment. This will make it right." Other football notes, legendary Buffalo Bills quarterback Hall of Famer Jim Kelly is back in the hospital, undergoing more biopsies now to see if cancerous cells have reappeared. He underwent scans just 2 weeks ago for cancer. The sinus cavity indicated at that point he was cancer-free. NFL has fined Denver Bronco quarterback Peyton Manning $8,200 for trash-talking a Houston Texans player. It's the first time the league has ever disciplined Peyton Manning. Tom Brady reportedly very upset at the New England Patriots' decision to trade Pro Bowl offensive guard Logan Mankins to Tampa Bay. The rage in St. Louis's camp continues. Chris Long, their Pro Bowl defensive end, furious that ESPN did a report on Michael Sam's showering habits. He ripped ESPN, saying, "Everybody is over this except you people on TV." In Washington, ESPN analyst Ron Jaworski has gone after Robert Griffin III, the quarterback, saying his mechanics are going backwards. He is very uncomfortable trying to be a pocket passer. The NFL is interceded, will not allow suspended Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon to try to go to Canada. He, of course, is facing a 1-year suspension in the National Football League. Wes Welker has been cleared to fly with the team and go through walkthrough practices, but will not be allowed to participate in any contact drills with the Denver Broncos. He, of course, has had 3 concussions in 10 months. Weird story in Pittsburgh. Police raided a house and an apartment owned by ex-Steeler cornerback Deshay Townsend. They recovered over 1,500 bricks of heroin, 16 guns, and $110,000 cash. Now, Townsend's currently an assistant football coach at Mississippi State. He rented the house and condo to other people a couple of years ago. He's not involved in it, but obviously it was his house. College football, Texas A&M, life after Johnny Manziel, not a problem. The Aggies blew out South Carolina in the season opener last night. Kenny Hill, a sophomore quarterback, replacing Manziel, 511 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Boise State had the lead and lost to Mississippi, 35-13. Rebels scored 4 touchdowns in the final 10 minutes of that game on the road. One college football game of note tonight on the Friday schedule, Michigan State, Jacksonville State. First big day of college football is tomorrow. San Diego State, Northern Arizona at Qualcomm Stadium. Aztecs Quinn Kaler coming off a very good season and a very good preseason camp, as well as hot young running back Donnie Pumphrey. However, the Aztecs terribly thin in the defensive line, in the linebacker core. 3 other starting linebackers are out with injuries, and of course they're starting 2 new safeties. UCLA opens on the road at Virginia. Brett Hundley leads all that Bruin firepower as they go to Charlottesville. USC's had a controversial week. They open with Fresno State tomorrow. Around the nation, Jameis Winston, the hot Heisman Trophy candidate. Florida State plays Oklahoma State. West Virginia opens play against Alabama's Crimson Tide. Tide loaded with running backs, but has to replace its quarterback, A.J. McCarron. Clemson meets Georgia, an interesting matchup. Life after Clemson quarterback Taj Boyd. Life after Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray. Newcomers will start at those 2 positions. And Wisconsin's heavy-duty run game goes against LSU. Those are the top games in college football. Major League Baseball, Padres open a weekend series with the Dodgers at Petco Park tonight. Dan Herron, 11-10, will go against Andrew Kashner, who's 2-6. Dodgers are on a roll. They've won 5 of their last 6 and 20 of their last 31, 4.5-game lead over the Giants. Angels get the Athletics again tonight, game 2 of a long weekend series. Jared Weaver goes against John Lester. Angels beat the A's 4-3 last night. Gord Beckham with a 2-run single. Halos have a 2-game lead over the Athletics in the American League West. Sad news in Philadelphia. Dave Montgomery, the president and CEO of the Phillies, has taken a second leave of absence for more cancer treatments. Longtime baseball executive Pat Gillick will replace him. And the Mets, heavy criticism being directed at Curtis Granderson, their big-money free agent, making $15 million a year. He's hitting just 171. A couple of roster moves. Yankees have signed ex-Met A and Diamondback free agent outfielder Chris Young. Arizona signed ex-Oriole outfielder Nolan Reimold. And a terrible news in Atlanta. Johnny Venters, one of the top closers the Braves have had in recent years, gone for the rest of the year. He's torn his left elbow ligament a 3rd time. This could be career-ending. NBA basketball, LA Clippers have opened contract negotiations with veteran free agent guard Ray Allen. The ex-Miami Heat and Boston Celtic possibly signing him would link him again with coach Doc Rivers. Golden State has signed former Phoenix Suns shooting guard Leandro Barbosa. And by the way, speaking of Rivers, 5-year contract extension he signed with the new owner Steve Ballmer, $10 million a year for Doc Rivers. In hockey, NHL president Gary Bettman has denied reports that he has made contact with members of the expansion committee and is getting ready to reactivate the expansion committee. The world in the NHL has noticed the storylines that 4 NHL expansion teams could be granted shortly. Bettman says he's yet to put the group in action. And the St. Louis Blues, in a wild story, have dropped their historic Blue Note logo on their jerseys that they've worn since the 1960s. They're going with a new, modern look. Auto racing, Tony Stewart, who's been out 3 weeks, will run this weekend in the Atlanta 500. IndyCar blazing heat expected here in Central California as the Indianapolis 500 drivers come to the Auto Club Speedway at Fontana. U.S. Open tennis, top seed Novak Djokovic slugged his way to victory. John Isner also posted a win. Meanwhile, an incident on the court. Aussie Open champ Stan Wawrinka got into an argument with a drunk fan sitting in the box seats during his second match yesterday. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.